Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ose Shlosha Pitputim. What makes three pitputim, these three raglaim, these 3 feet, shel tit that are made of this cement? Ba'aretz, he makes them on the earth, meaning shenastam ba'aretz, he implants them in the earth. V'chibran betit, and he cements the bottoms, lamata bekarka, he cements these 3 legs to the actual earth. Lios shofes alein es hakadera, so that it could support a pot on top of the legs. So he's making like a permanent tripod to support this pot. Mimala eish, and the pot is situated above the fire that's placed in between these pitputim. So he builds like this tripod where there's a fire in the middle, and he places a pot on top. So tamea sha'ayde chibur atit, by attaching the legs to the ground, we view these pitputim as a kira, as a kira shel charis, an oven of charis of earthenware, which would be makabel tuma. Now kava shlosha masmerin, however, one who takes 3 masmeres as a nail of metal, he takes 3 metal nails, ba'aretz, he sticks them into the ground, he implants them in the ground, lios shofes alenus akadera, to support a pot above the fire that's between them, between these 3 nails, afapish sha'asa beroshan, even though he made at the top of each nail, makum shtei akadera yosheves, like a little seat where the pot can rest, sha'asa berosh kol masmer kein moshev metit, makes them kind of like, you know, cementy seating area on top of each nail so that the pot can rest nicely. Nevertheless, it's tar from contracting tuma of that like a kira shel charis. Rather, but vidina ke kira shel matechas. I mean, it takes on the status of a kira of matechas, a metal kira, but not of the status of a kira shel charis. Meaning, it would not be makabel tuma via the inside ear space, but it would be makabel tuma via tuma touching even the outside metal part of it, or of course the inside metal part of it. The point here is that it's not going to be makabel tuma just from the avir, from the ear space. There has to be an actual nagia touching. One who makes 2 avanim kira, meaning sheniach shtei avanim, he places 2 stones, zu al yad zu, one leaning on the next, to place lahoshev alein, to put on top of the makadera pot from above the fire that's between them. V'chibran betit, and he attaches it with cement to the ground. So temeya is going to be deemed an oven. Sh'ayde chibur atit, by attaching it with this cement to the ground, we view like a kira of cheres, which is makabel tuma. V'ein tzarech v'shlosh avanim, you don't need necessarily 3 stones, like by the case of the pitputim, where you made like this tripod, because these stones, rechavos, they're very wide. So even 2 would suffice. Rabbi Yehuda is metar. Ad sheyasa shlishis. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds that she'ein shtei avanim nikros kira shel makabel tuma. 2 stones is not enough to call it a kira shel makabel tuma. Rather, elam kein hosev lein even shlishis. He has to add a 3rd stone to give it that status. Or ad sheyismoch, until he leans these 2 stones, v'kosel, against the wall, and then v'kosel yei somechas lir, the kosel helps support the pot. Only then would it be mikabel tuma like that of a kira shel charis. Otherwise, if it says that no, 2 stones is not enough. What about achas betit? Chibur evan achas bekarka betit. He is mechabi, attaches 1 stone to the ground with cement. V'achas shloi betit. But 1 stone, he does not put this cement to attach to the ground. It's detached. So tahora, it's not going to be mikabel tuma, even according to the chamim in this scenario, because 1 of the stones are not attached to the ground with the tit, and therefore it's not going to be deemed a proper oven. And Mishnah Beis Ha'evin, one has a stone, hamukhberes bekarka b'tit, which is attached to the earth with cement, shahir sheifes, it was holding a kadera pot, aleh upon it, v'al ha'tanor, and on the tanor, or aleh on it, v'al ha'kirin, on the kira tanor, on the kira oven, or aleh on it v'ala kupach, and on the kupach. I mean, these are 3 types of ovens. So the stone is attached to the ground, and the pot is resting on top of the stone, and alongside 1 of these 3 ovens: the tanor, the kira, or the kupach. Okay, ala oven v'ala tanor v'mal ala ishim shbenim, ala oven v'ala kira, or al oven v'ala kupach. So exactly like we said. So the fire is there, and the fire is heating up this pot, where it's being supported by both the oven and the tanor, or the kira, or the kupach. So tamea, this stone now is mekabel tuma. Why? Shenechsheves, he would deem it like a chelek of the tanor, or of the kira, or of the kupach. What about Aleha ve'ala Evan? So the pot is situated on the stone and on another stone, meaning achas betit v'achas shlobetit. One stone is cemented to the ground, one stone is not cemented to the ground. Similar to what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Or Aleha ve'ala Sela. Or on it, ve'ala Sela. Sela is a mechuber ba'aretz mibiresai. So this is a rock, but it's more like stone, which is attached to the ground, because that's from its initial, you know, birth, that's how it was attached to the earth. Or Aleha ve'ala Kosel. Or on it and on a wall, even though the wall is attached, afa bishal Kosel is mechuber, as compared to the oven, which will be attached to the ground with this tit, nevertheless, tahara, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. And the reason the Mefarshim explain is because of the pasuk we had earlier, tanur v'kirayim yutatz. So we darshan out, es sheyesh l'netitza, that which has netitza, meaning it can be shattered, that has tumah. But es she'en l'netitza, the shattering is not applicable, there's no tumah. V'chol elu, all of these, ein l'hem netitza, there is no shattering in these examples. This part of netitza. Pirush hadvarim, what does this mean? She'evin she'enu mechuberes betit, if the stone is not attached with tit, it's as if it's already like uprooted and detached. That's the vart. And the sela and the kosel, also those are both attached. The sela is attached to the original earth, and the wall is attached to whatever it's attached to. So there, again, the titza is not applicable there, because you don't shatter these things, you don't apply the titza. So therefore, these scenarios would be tahora. The zuhaisa kiras and hazirim should be shalayim shekeneged sela. And this was the kira, like the oven of the nazirim, of the nazirs in Yerushalayim. Meaning, claimer ha-kira, she'aleh ha-nazirim, the kira, the nazirim, when they would finish their naziris, they would cook up their carbon shlamim in the lishkas ha-nazirim, the chamber of the nazirim, she'be'ezes, that was in the ezes ha-nashim. So it was an oven keneged ha-sela. It was, this is exactly what their oven was. It was an oven keneged ha-sela, and they would have a fire in between, and then they would cook a pot on top of it, and they would do this exact method because shalo yitame, there shouldn't be shalas of tama, because this type of oven is not going to be mekabel tama. And the Mishnah concludes, kiras hatabachim, the kira, the oven of the butchers, shmevashim tafshalei basal mechira, they cook up these meat stews for sale, bizman should notice an oven beside oven. When the butcher, he's misader his oven like this, shmesader shur shalavan, he puts up a row of stones, there's a space, a gap between each stone. Each stone is attached to the earth with tit. So in between each stone is a fire, and he places the pot above the fire, resting on the two stones that are next to the fire. So by doing so, the pot is resting on the two stones that are right near the fire. V'nimsa comes out, kol evni, every stone, mishamesh shlashtekedos, each stone technically can hold two pots, because one on either side. Except for the chitzonios, the very, very outer stones, they wouldn't be able to. But all the inner stones, they could. So in this scenario, nitmeis achas mehen, if one of the stones become tamim, nitma achas mehavanim, lo nitmu kulan, not all the stones will become tamim. Shedinam k'dena kalmarin hamut emet, that we learned back in Parak Bey's Mishnah Zion. That was like this, kind of like a pencil case, where they had the quills and the ink, so it had different compartments. Just because one compartment became tame, the other compartment is not going to be tame. So too over here. You have a whole row of stones, in between the stones is the fire, and then you rest the pot on top of these stones to do your cooking. They do it like, you know, commercial-wise, so they can get a lot of meat cooked and sell it. So just because one stone becomes tame, doesn't mean all of them become tame. Only that one becomes tame, but not the rest of the stones.